This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Kaylin's Coffee Talk is a CastBox original produced alongside with Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts. Now, obviously, you can listen to my coffee talks wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope that you'll give CastBox a try because I think it's the bee's knees. So with that, pour yourself a cup and let's get to it. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you're doing, you will be successful. Albert Schweitzer. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to the next episode of Coffee Talk. For today, I figured we could talk about not really knowing where to start when it comes to either starting a new goal, trying to adapt to a new hobby, or maybe even giving your whole life like a makeover, you know? I feel like one of the things that can be most overwhelming is not necessarily figuring out that there's things that we want to invite into our lives or change in our lives, but maybe more so once you know that, where exactly do you begin? So this is something that I actually pulled from my Feels book. I was scrolling through there to come up with a topic today because I wasn't really sure exactly what I wanted to talk about. And when I saw the whole not really knowing where to start thing, I feel like it became the topic, I guess, that I chose or gravitated towards because I feel like over the last, I would say, 2-3 weeks, especially since I have been reading this bullet journaling book and just kind of coming up with my projects for 2019, I feel like I've really kind of narrowed down on taking some baby steps in the direction of actually conquering some serious goals this year. And I feel like with doing so, it's made me very aware with one, the ways that I used to kind of go about tackling new goals and such the wrong way, and also, too, made me realize that there's such an easy way, I guess, to go about this or an easy mindset to go about this that I feel like is important to kind of discuss because it'll help to make sure that we're not wasting time on goals that don't actually support us and maybe aren't necessarily meant for us, but also, too, to make sure that we're actually progressively taking steps in a way that is going to, in the long run, build a life that we dream of and love, but also make the journey a lot of fun. So, hopefully you guys are sipping something warm and you are cozy and ready to chat all about where to start when it comes to changing our lives or trying out new goals. So first things first, obviously when there's anything that we're trying to change or trying to do or just basically tackling any new project in our lives, we need to be aware of the cause, to be aware of why we're actually doing what we're doing. I've always loved giving my life makeovers. Ever since I was little, I can think of all the times that I would just get so inspired by the newest this or the idea of that, and I would just jump into these fun projects. It's always kind of been like an element of who I am, I guess. And, you know, I'd come up with these brainstorms and I'd plan out these just like elaborate, like, you know, diabolical plans and come up with these ideas and these goals and these clubs I wanted to start and just ways I wanted to change around my bedroom and like whatever it was, I would come up with just ways that I wanted to change my life or add new energy or invite new, I guess, just newness into my life. And with doing so, I guess at a younger age, I started to get pretty good at or started to become aware of how important it is to know why you're doing what you're doing. Because back then, I mean, obviously I didn't know why I was starting an animal club or why I felt like changing around my room. But when I think back on it now, I can see that it was because I felt curiosity or I felt passion or I felt like I needed some new energy. And even knowing that at a younger age, it was like, okay, this feels like really good change. This feels like something I want to do for myself or something I want to add into my life. And so I would go about my merry way. And I think as we get older, we're more aware of, first of all, just the amount of time we actually have in our lives. But I think also too, we get older and we become more aware of, you know, me starting an animal project today would not, I guess, bring me the same sense of satisfaction and joy that it would have brought me back when I was like in grade 2. So we're just more acutely aware of actually choosing or putting things in our lives, or I guess making the choice to actually consciously, you know, take on new change when it's something that actually resonates with us. And the cause as to why we're doing what we're doing has a bigger meaning than just, I just feel like it. Not that there's anything wrong, I think, with going after things because you just feel like it, but I guess just becoming aware of the cause as to why we want a kind of change in our lives or why we're going for something can be really, really helpful when it actually comes down to creating some action and starting some progress. So I just feel like, you know, with more contemplation as to why we're doing what we're doing, when we get to any kind of point in our lives where we decide that we want to take on a new hobby or start a new project or just even change our lives, like I said, like on a makeover basis, if you're just like feeling really unstimulated by life and really unhappy with life and you're feeling like, oh God, I just want to change everything, it can become one of those things that once you realize that that's what you want to do, it's like, okay, now what? Like, where do I start? Like, how do I begin? And how do you do so in a way that doesn't feel so overwhelming? Even when I think back to wanting to get into yoga and to wanting to get into just all the little hobbies, like even just teaching myself guitar back in the day with my dad, and that at the time felt like such a daunting hobby. If I thought about how far progressed my dad was when I'd watch him play guitar, if I had constantly just looked at that, I would have never been able to make any kind of progression in learning how to play guitar because I would have been so, I guess, daunted and overwhelmed by just like how big the goal really is. And so I think first it can become a little overwhelming when we're like, okay, time for some change, or okay, time for a new hobby, you know? And getting lost in that overwhelm, maybe you don't struggle with this as much, but I definitely do. Overwhelm is one thing that I would definitely say is one of my biggest setbacks, because the minute I feel overwhelmed about something, I find it very hard to focus. I find it very hard to actually, you know, arrive with good energy and like arrive ready for the task at hand, because I am so overwhelmed and I'm like clustered and I'm basically waiting to unravel and fall apart. I'm kind of left wondering, like, okay, how am I going to do this? Like, I know I want to play guitar, but how do I learn to play guitar? And how long is that going to take me? And we get kind of wrapped up in this whole idea of what the outcome is going to look like, that we kind of forget that the journey is just as, if not more important than the actual goals themselves. Even if you are feeling like you want to change your life on an overall basis, like the journey of actually changing your life is going to teach you so much more than when you finally get to where you think you want to be. I think when we get super wrapped up in the overwhelm, at least for me anyway, and speaking from my own personal experience, it really starts to mess with my self-esteem and my confidence when I feel like I'm just basically looking at something I want to do or something I want to change and feeling like it's just way too big of a task or way too big of a project for me to tackle. It's like suddenly this little voice tells you like you're not going to be able to do it, or who are you to believe that you could eventually be someone that would insert hobby here or insert talent here or any kind of dream you have here. Like that little negative voice starts to trickle in because it's so overwhelmed that it's trying to keep you safe, you know? And that's an important thing to think of too, is that when you are looking at the cause reason as to why you want to change something, if you are feeling overwhelmed or anxious about it at all, know that that little voice that's saying don't do it or you can't do it, it's not trying to necessarily hurt you. I think it's just like a really important point to say, anyone out there that deals with that little voice in a way, I think we all do at periods of our lives, and maybe some of you out there deal with it more than others, but just know that that voice is just trying to keep you safe, you know? It's not trying to sabotage you in any way. And knowing that, you can tell that voice to just be like, okay, thank you for bringing me your concerns, but you can just pipe down now and I'm going to continue to do this anyway, especially if your cause is something that is really rooted for you. If it's something that you know that this change or this hobby or this talent or this dream is going to change your life in ways that you've been waiting for, then I definitely think that overwhelm, when it starts to kick in and it starts to feel a little bit, you know, daunting to go after whatever you're trying to go after, just tell it that you hear it, tell it that you thank it for trying to keep you safe, and then tell it to sit down because we got other things to do. And then lastly too, I think when we're looking at the cause, it can be really easy to get wrapped up, like I said, in basically being there now. And this is a big thing that I have troubles with too. I will be so honest about this. Like once I know I want something, it can be really hard for me to, you know, be like, okay, I want this now. Like I want it right away. I want to be able to do this right now. And so I think too, when we're thinking about the ways that we're waiting to start, it can be really important to know that it's going to take time. It's going to take, you know, however much space, however much energy it will to change and morph and manipulate your life. When you think about things like mountains, or you think about things of just like rocks and the world and the earth, this did not get formed overnight. Or even just the term, like, what is it? Like, Rome wasn't built in a day. It's such an important thought in the sense of whatever you are trying to change, it's not going to come overnight. And that's a good thing. And becoming aware of the fact that it can't come overnight will kind of keep us from getting any kind of disappointment in ourselves when we don't magically change into a whole new person in the span of 24 hours. So that is why I feel like it's super important to come up with our cause and to be really aware of why we're actually doing things, because it can be really wasteful to spend all this time changing things about ourselves that we don't actually need to change, or those changes are basically stemmed from a deep-rooted insecurity, or they're stemmed from deep-rooted societal standards. So just become really aware of the cause reason as to why you want to start a project, why you want to start changing your life, or why you want to try a new hobby. Which leads me to the truth. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've spent hours, like literally hours, scrolling through like inspirational, and I'm putting like quotes around inspo right now, but outfits and luxury trips and lifestyles of these like faceless humans on the internet that I just perceive to be perfect, okay? And I still do this. I will not lie, to this day when I'm feeling like I need some inspo, I go on We Heard It and I'm like, oh wow, look at this person traveling in Paris with her beautiful boyfriend. Like, all of a sudden I feel like that's something I want to do overnight. And I think that that can be really, really fun. I think that, you know, formulating these dream boards and these visions of what our goals look like when they're manifested can be important. But I also think that there's a fine line between looking at something as like a dream board or inspiration, or putting way too much weight and value into an image or an idea of what something looks like once it's complete or once it's manifested, you know? So like I, for instance, from personal experience, like I said, I used to scroll through images before and think like, oh my God, this girl has perfect hair or a perfect body or a perfect tan or a perfect symmetrical face. And that was the type of change that made me feel like I was suddenly needing to put all this time and energy into basically caring about my outward appearance, rather than noticing that the truth of the cause was that there was somebody out there making money off of my insecurity. And not only that, I mean, let me dial that back. Let me re-explain that. By that, I mean my insecurity being stemmed from these goals that I felt like I now needed to change about myself. That insecurity was making it so that I was going to buy the latest clothing, the latest fast fashion. And I was going to, you know, at one point I heavily debated getting things like plastic surgery, like lip fillers, like little things that were going to cost me. And these changes, I'm so glad I took the time to really, really think about them, because when I did, I realized that this is just insecurity. This is me putting a kind of standard on, you know, I guess what my life looks like rather than how my life feels. And so that's what I'm trying to get at here. When it comes to changing things, and we will get to where to start, trust me, I think this is all just so, there's so many connections in all of it, and this all feeds into it, right? It's just a matter of making sure that this illusionary idea of how things are supposed to look for you isn't the driving force behind doing, starting, or changing anything in your life. I think that we need to be aware that we're going for things based on how we feel versus based on how they look, because then I think that we're taking away this ability that, I don't know if you guys get this, but I've noticed this in myself lately, but to find problems where there are none. You know, to create this necessary change where there isn't any necessary change needed. And so in doing so, it puts the fun back in trying new things and becoming curious about life and becoming curious about the changes that we do have control over in our lives. Like, you can change your life. I'm telling you that right now. If you want something in this life, you can get it. If you give yourself the space and you give yourself the time and you give yourself the baby steps to get started, it will eventually change your life. But I guess I just want to make an important note in this podcast to just become aware of changing your life for how you feel, not for how it looks. Only because I myself have been wrapped up in that. And I don't think that any change that comes out of wanting to look a certain way or have a certain image of your life, or, you know, just like a certain standard of like whether it's going to look cool or not on Instagram, even I get wrapped up in that. I think everybody gets wrapped up in that, and becoming aware of that will keep us from wasting our time and our valuable, you know, effort of energy and all of that and mindset and focus on anything that isn't actually going to become a deep-rooted sense of fulfillment. It can be easy to see pictures or formulate ideas of things that we decide we want for ourselves, but basically, don't get lost in the idea of something rather than the truth of something. So, now that we've framed our minds for change properly, you might actually still be thinking, okay, but we still haven't gotten to the part on where to start. So, now that we have our cause and our truth, let's begin. Right after I leave you guys with a message from the sponsors that brought you guys today's Coffee Talk podcast episode.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so now we need to find our starting point. Whether you're starting a new project in your life, like maybe a podcast or planning a trip of your dreams, trying to build a business, maybe you want to buy a house, wanting to change your life in a full-on makeover-like way, whatever you're trying to do, no matter what the task at hand is, you're going to need to start small. If you stare, like we were saying earlier, at the whole freaking iceberg, you're going to feel the weight of it on your chest. But if you zone in and you start pitching away just one small chunk at a time and only focusing in on that one small chunk at a time, it'll eventually complete itself while you were focusing in on just the little tiny steps along the way. And not only that, I think that when we break things down into smaller goals, it makes going after our goals more enjoyable because we feel a sense of satisfaction on a day-to-day basis by these smaller wins. And when we are constantly filling our days and our lives with smaller wins that are all feeding into this big win and this big change or this big hobby or this big talent or whatever you're trying to accomplish, it makes us feel not only a sense of gratification and I guess success when we actually feel like once, you know, we've chipped away the full iceberg and shaped away exactly what we were trying to create, but it also brings that sense of satisfaction, or at least a little piece of it, into every single day. Ask yourself, like, what is my mission here? Something along the lines of, like, I want to blank because blank and success of this will be blank. So for instance, if you wanted to start a podcast, it would be, I want to start a podcast because I want to connect with other people around the world. And success of this will be when I'm uploading one podcast a week on said topics or whatever. It could be, I want to buy a house because it's been a dream of mine and I want to be a homeowner and I want to put work into creating a home that is basically catered to me. And success of this will be when I buy my first house and start coming up with projects of, or new projects that you'll take on, of renovating inside, like things like that, you know? And then doing that, you'll know the magnitude of what it is you're actually going for. You're going to know, or take a quick second basically to actually look at the iceberg. I'm not saying that we shouldn't look at the iceberg at all. I'm saying that we need to take one look before we zone in so that we actually know what we're trying to shape out of this ice. So many times I feel like I would just start chipping away without first kind of figuring out exactly what I was trying to go for. Like, what shape was I really carving here? Like, what am I turning this ice into? I don't know. I'm just going to keep chipping because there's a huge brick of ice in front of me and it's overwhelming me and I feel like I just need to start. But doing so left me with bad technique. It would make it so that I wasted more time and just, I don't know. I think that when you have a mission statement of like, I want a blank because blank and success of this will be blank, keeps it so that you have your eye on the prize. You have your eye on what it's all for and what you're actually working towards. I think when you realize the true intentions and weed out the wasteful ones, it creates an alignment of ideas and goals that makes it so that your efforts and your energy are being used more efficiently. The success of this will be is pretty much where you're going to start, or the iceberg that you're looking at, and then work your way backwards. So if success of this will be when I'm uploading a podcast episode every single week, then work your way backwards. Okay, if you want to upload a podcast episode every single week, then that means you're going to need to have a platform in which you're uploading to. Then step back from that. Okay, well, to get a platform, I'm going to need to know my options. Where can I get a platform? How do I sign up for one? Then take a step back from that. Like, going to need to do some research on podcast platforms. And then not only that, you're going to need to take a step over too. And then once all of that is done, that's a chunk of your iceberg. The next chunk is going to be, okay, well, what equipment am I going to need? What editing software am I going to use? What topics am I going to come up with? And doing it that way, those little bite-sized pieces, those bite-sized wins, breaks it down into more, okay, this week I'm going to focus on finding a podcast platform. And then week two can be, I'm going to focus on finding the equipment I'm going to need. And week three will be, I'm going to record or write out or whatever, start uploading, come up with the thumbnail for it or come up with the title for it. And slowly over the span of a few weeks, suddenly you're going to start uploading a weekly podcast. And then my success of this will be, is actually what your life is. I think one of the best pieces of advice I was ever given is to always do things in threes. To focus in on maybe three habits at a time if you're trying to change your life on an overall scale, or to focus in on three small steps or baby goals this week that's going to feed into the bigger goal of starting a business, starting a podcast, or buying a house. Or if you're needing to look at it in a different way, maybe to look at your life on more of like a 3-day, 72-hour, how much progress you're making there versus how much progress you're making on your goals on a daily basis. Because even just, I know for me, like, when I first decided that I wanted to start getting up early and started doing yoga and started doing meditating and all of these things, I tried to almost just wake up one day and hit the ground running and start everything brand new in my life. And doing it that way, I fell off a lot in the beginning because I wasn't able to stay consistent, because it's too overwhelming to try and do too much at once. So when you zone in on three, even just zoning in on 3 days, like, oh, I got all of those little habits that I want to do done within the last 3 days, which means that their odds of sticking as habits in my life is greater than if I were to try and force myself to do all of these things every day and get burnt out. Even in the matter of looking at your goals on a 3-week basis or a 3-month basis, and mapping your life out this way makes it so that you can check in every 3 weeks and see where, you know, your goal is at and what's been working for you and what hasn't, and to reevaluate without feeling like, you know, you're wasting time or feeling like you have no idea of exactly what progression you're making. So just to keep in mind, in terms of whatever it is you guys are going for, to just do it in threes, whether it's three small projects, three small goals, three focuses, 3 weeks, 3 days, whatever it is, just do it in threes. And then last but not least, the progression. Because once you've broken it down and you've picked your three things to focus on, from there, every 3 weeks is when I like to kind of check in on a project or a goal, or just with my life in general, like with my bullet journal and such, if there are any habits that I've been working on that I've been basically feeling like they're ingrained now, or steps that I needed to take that I ended up doing, I then add my next three focuses or my next three goals or my next 3 weeks of planning, whether that's habits one at a time, projects, I introduce maybe the next three steps, or with planning and goals, like I said, I'll introduce planning out the next 3 weeks or the next 3 months of trying to map out bigger goals or bigger travel plans or anything of the sort. And then once that's done, what you've basically accomplished at that point, whether you're doing it in a bullet journal or on a piece of paper or even just your own mind, is establishing a goal, aligning your mindset, seeing the big picture, or in our case, the big iceberg, and then zoning in on the first few chiseling steps that are going to start shaping out our future. And then last but not least, there's only one ingredient left for success when it comes to starting up anything and knowing where to start. And now that we know where to start, all that comes next is patience. And this is something that I'm saying because I am really bad at this. So this is more of like a mental reminder to me, future me, that might come back to this episode when I'm struggling with this myself. But I think that once you've planted a seed, sitting there and watching it grow, it just makes it feel like it takes so much longer. Don't you feel? I don't know. I just know that if I plant a goal and I just sit there and focus on it all the time and I don't think of anything else and it starts to just basically consume my life, it goes by so slowly. So don't be afraid to trust, to breathe, to release, and just plant the seed of what you're trying to accomplish or manifest into your life, and then back up and give it some space to breathe, give it some space to grow. Give yourself the 3 days rather than just every single day tapping back into it, so that it has space to ingrain itself into your life. It's honestly like establishing a new relationship with something anytime you're trying to create change or any kind of manifestation in your life. And I think that when you give space and time and basically air to grow, then that is what creates healthy and long-term change in our lives. Don't smother your plans and your goals and your passions so that you end up burning out and giving up. Just be patient and trust and go at things in a peaceful way, and you'll be seriously well on your way. Like out of nowhere, you're going to start hitting off all these goals, all these baby steps, all these 3 week plans, and you'll be crushing it by the time it's July, which is a weird concept. I wonder what we're going to be coffee talking about in July. So in conclusion, where am I exactly applying this in my life? Well, like I said, I've been recently getting into bullet journaling, and so I have really been planting a lot of goal seeds this year, and I'm so freaking excited for 2019 that I think at the beginning of the year, it was very overwhelming for me, and in a way, it still is. I keep on catching myself in these mindsets where I'm like, oh my God, like I feel like a deer in the headlights of just the overwhelm of all the things that are going on, but in almost the best kind of way. Like I'm almost so excited for everything that it's really hard for me to zone in and focus on just chiseling away today because I'm so excited for what I'm chiseling, you know? And that's a happy problem. And I hope that all of you guys have that problem too. And if not, then take this as I don't know, your sign to make this your problem right after this episode, to make it so that you're so excited about what you're chiseling away that it's almost hard to focus. But then also know that, like I said, when you go at things with a peaceful attitude and some patience and some trust, that you'll be able to get back into chiseling out today and getting the little tasks and the little baby steps done, and basically be thankful for what you're doing today and know that it's all coming. It's so exciting. And I'm so excited to just share more with you guys this year too, because I feel like, I don't know, we've grown tighter and tighter over the years, but this year in particular, I feel like is one where we're all kind of hanging out together while we're all just like crushing it out there, making moves, you know? And that makes me really excited because sharing my life with you guys is honestly one of the most biggest gifts and blessings that I have. And oh my God, I'm getting so lame. So I'm going to wrap this up. But yeah, anyway, that's how I'm basically applying this topic to my life right now. And I want to hear how you guys are planning on doing the same. Tell me some projects you guys are working on, or if you're giving your life a makeover, or if you're trying to manifest something, if you're trying to save up for your dream house, just tell me exactly what you're getting started on. And if you feel like it, feel free to type out your three little baby steps. Not for me, but more so because I know that when we do that, like when we materialize thoughts into words, it actually tends to apparently give us a better chance of accomplishing those things. So feel free to write those out too. And aside from that, I will talk to all of you guys in next week's podcast episode. Bye guys.